And I want to ask Joyce and Hope for their experiences in this advanced disease situation and, you know, how often you see people benefit as opposed to end up in the ICU as this lady. But just before I get to that, I'll give you a chance to think about that a little bit. Georgia, you know, one of the things we talked about is setting goals. And I wonder, too, if you could talk a little bit about events that people point towards in terms of things that are important to them and being able to sort of achieve that or experience that.
Another great question, and when Lita and I were discussing her patient wanted to wait till her granddaughter graduated, and she made it till that day, and they were able to Skype so that the patient and the granddaughter could share. That's very, very, very important for people, and I think sometimes when we're looking at lines of chemotherapy options, we try to involve the patient as much as possible. And hair loss, as we've discussed, is a huge side effect that affects a lot of our patients. And so if they have a wedding coming up, if they have a baptism, a birthday party that they want to keep their hair, then, you know, if we can, we'll choose a chemotherapy that allows them to maintain their hair. I think allowing people to try and get to those points in life, we try to do our best to do that. And I think people have a lot of hope and a lot of drive to get to those points in life. And like your patient, you know, it's interesting that she waited until that day. And I think we've all probably had personal experiences within our family. My uncle recently passed away, and he was, you know, we thought he was in the ICU, intubated on multiple pressors. He was waiting for his son to come in from the South. And, you know, as soon as the son got there, a few minutes later, he died peacefully. And people wait for things, and we have to do our best to get them there.
And interesting text comment, quote, this is from area code 360, which I'm told is Washington State. Just the thought on self-care, I find that our patients give us so much back, and that makes it so valuable and seems to help me. I hear that a lot from people who are taking care of patients. Kind of amazing to think about it.